Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of the first saf, the commandment to fill up the rows from the front, to straighten the safs and to stand close together. So from this and under this chapter, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi brought many ahadith to show us how important these things are in salah. One is to fill up the rows from the front, to stand close together and to ensure that the safs are straight. So many different ahadith are brought to show us and emphasize upon the importance of this. And in Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'tu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Latusawunna sufufakum, awla yukhalifanna Allah bayna wujuhikum, muttafaqun alayh. As in Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that you should straighten your safs, your rows, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause disagreements between you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause disagreements between you because of the fact that you haven't straightened your rows. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لِمُسْلِمْ and in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ يُسَوِّي صُفُوفَنَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ He would straighten our safs حَتَّى كَأَنَّمَا يُسَوِّي بِهَا الْقِدَاحِ حَتَّى رَأَى أَنَّا قَدْ أَقَلْنَا عَنْهُ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would straighten our safs to such an extent that it was as though that a arrow could be straightened with our safs. Now we know that an arrow, the perfection of an arrow lies in its straightness. If an arrow is not perfectly straight when it is shot, then because of the fact that it's not straight, it will lose its direction. So the direction of an arrow is dependent on how straight it is. So the arrow is, when it's very, very straight, it is perfect. So that item that is used to straighten that arrow, imagine how straight that item must be. So here the Sahabi was saying, it's as though Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have straightened an arrow with the way our safs were made. Our safs were so straight that an arrow could have been straightened, an arrow could have been perfected with the perfection of our safs. And then he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he continued doing the straightening of safs until he saw that we understood how straight the safs must be. We understood, now we knew what to do. ثُمَّ خَرَجَ يَوْمًا فَقَامَ حَتَّى كَادَ يُكَبِّرُ One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come out. He was about to start the takbir. فَرَآ رَجُلًا بَادِيًا صَدْرُهُ مِنَ الصَّفِّ Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen that one person's chest was protruding from the saf. In other words, he wasn't in line. So he was protruding. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen this. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam فَقَالَ He said, عِبَادَ اللَّهُ All the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala تُسَوُّنَّ صُفُوفَكُمْ You should make yourself straight. أَوْلَ يُخَالِفَنَّ اللَّهَ بَيْنَ وُجُوهِكُمْ Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause disagreements between you. Here again mentioned that people always emphasize on inside. Here it shows that even if the outside is not correct, it has an effect. That this unity is something that is linked with the hearts of people. So because the outside is not correct here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes disagreement between the people. So it shows how much emphasis Islam is giving on the ummah and the people and the brethren standing close to each other, standing in line and showing that level of organization, which is something that is desired in Islam. And al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu qal, kan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yatakhallal as-safa min nahiyatin ila nahiyatin. And al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to walk between the safs from one side to the other side. One side to the other side. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would walk between the safs. يَمْسَحُ صُدُورَنَا وَمَنَاكِبَنَا He would place his hands upon our chest and our back. He would rub his hands on our back and our chest. Why? To slowly put us into place. This was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could have just announced and he could have just said what he needed to say. But out of love he would do this. He would walk and pass his hands. Can you imagine how happy they would get? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is passing his hand over me. So he would pass his hand gently. And then he وَيَقُولُ لَا تَخْتَلِفُوا فَتَخْتَلِفَ قُلُوبَكُمْ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that don't be uneven in yourselves. Otherwise your hearts will become disunited. وَكَانَ يَقُولُ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الصُّفُوفِ الْأُوَّلِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his malaika, they send special salutation upon the first safs, the first few safs, the front rows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his malaika, they send down salutations. What is meant by this? By Allah Pak and His Malaika. The Malaika are making dua for this person, dua of seeking forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must forgive them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending out salutations means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercies are upon those people that read salah in the front rows. So there again it shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies are coming down every time at the time of salah. That because the malaika seeking forgiveness for those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercies are coming down. It is only a person who's foolish will come late, deliberately late for salah, and continuously and habitually coming late for salah. Hadith we did the other day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told the Sahaba that you will habitually, you will continue coming, you will continue remaining behind until the time will come that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep you behind. So therefore we should show our desire, we should show our enthusiasm, come a little bit early for salah, come to the front with the hope that yeah, now that I'm in the front, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala sufufil awwal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His malaika, they're sending down special salutation for those people that are in the front row. We're getting the dua, maghfirat of the malaika, we're getting the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for coming a few minutes early, how difficult is that? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.